It was a Holiday Inn once, and later a Crown Plaza. But those franchises and their clientele are long gone. As we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, these days the Akaza Hotel, as it's now known, has a very different business plan.
Right. This story is from the Richmond Free Press by reporter Jeremy Lazarus about a hotel. It's kind of a down-on-its-luck hotel. It's a hotel that has kind of shut down its restaurant and its convention center, and now, the paper reports, it serves as kind of like a rooming house where people pay $210 a week to stay there.
But as the story points out, at the Akaza, some of the residents are also employees, so they don't pay the hotel anything. In turn, the hotel doesn't pay them anything. And David, that's where it starts to get complicated.
By basically swapping their room, giving them a free room in exchange for working 40 hours a week. The hotel manager, Terry Patel, says this is a way for people to find a place to stay. Richmond has the second highest eviction rate in the nation. A number of people have applied for these jobs for the certainty that they won't have to become homeless and kicked out of their hotels. But a former one of these employees has filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division.
And it turns out you have to be careful when you hire someone to work but don't pay them money.
The issue is basically federal law allows this, but the price of the room has to equate to the minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. That would work out for 40 hours a week to about $290 a week, which is less than the cost of a room for a week. So the U.S. Department of Labor will have to determine whether these people are taking advantage of a deal or the deal is taking advantage of them.
The hotel manager says paying wages would cost the company about $3,000 a week. David, our next story is about a southwestern Virginia landmark that many people wish would disappear, and maybe it will.
This story is from the Coalfield Progress by Taran Young, a reporter there. It's pretty interesting, but really its headline is really hard to top. The headline in the Coalfield Progress is, Appy Prepares for Gob Pile Removal.
And for those who find that a bit cryptic, you will now make it clear.
Appy would be the town of Appalachia, and a gob pile is, and there are thousands of these all across southwest Virginia, a heap of mining material thrown aside and put in big piles back before the 1977 Federal Surface Mine Control and Reclamation Act. There's some coal in there and also a lot of other rocks and dirt. There's one of these gob piles that is in the town of Appalachia.
This particular gob pile weighs in at perhaps 200,000 tons. They can't really know until they move it. The town of Appalachia is tired of it, so enter now a third player in the story, a company called Savage Services.
What this company will do is pull the coal out of it and take that coal over to the Virginia City Hybrid Energy Center, which is a power plant and will be used to create electricity from this waste material.
Savage will pay the town a dollar per ton for the gob. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.